So today we'll be discussing about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. So as the name suggests, the individuals may have features of attention deficit, which means they will have difficulty focusing on tasks for a prolonged duration of time. They may be more distractible, and which reflects as difficulty finishing work in adults or difficulty finishing the school work in children. The second part is the hyperactivity, in which children are overtly active. They have difficulty regulating their movements. Those affected with ADHD may also be impulsive, which means they may do certain activity without regard for the consequences of their act. So, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, though thought to be a predominantly childhood disorder, 50% of the children affected may continue to have the symptoms as adults, which may affect their relationship, work, and other aspects of their life. Those with ADHD are also more predisposed to have substance use disorder, dangerous driving, and are more prone to meet with accidents. So what is treatment? So treatment of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, as with every other illness, is medication and non-medical interventions. So in medications, stimulants, that is methylphenidate, atomoxetine, form the mainstay of treatment. And in the behavioral interventions, so environmental modification, regular physical activity, and also combining with talk therapy to address other issues those with ADHD may be facing. For example, because of repeated failure, they may develop certain kind of distorted thinking patterns. Then again, you can structure their daily life. You can also help them with other issues, for example, difficulty with weight control because of impulsivity, difficulty regulating emotions. So a holistic treatment actually helps in managing several aspects of their illness. Then again, the most important concern for parents who take care of children with ADHD would be about the side effect of medications. So for example, when methylphenidate or atomoxetine is given, most of the side effects are centered around the medications, with their ability to cause insomnia, difficulty falling asleep, then again with its impact on growth. So these things can be addressed by dosing the medication at in the morning, then again monitoring regularly for these side effects. So atomoxetine also has a tendency to elevate liver enzymes, which is monitored regularly with methylphenidate. The morning dose actually prevents the long acting dose prevents evening crash, and also helps with the insomnia, because the dose wears off throughout the day when given in the morning, and may help them have a decent sleep. So overall, I think that concludes the discussion on ADHD. Visit mhtoolkit.com for more information on mental illness and mental wellness. Thank you.